Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 148 for Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Phil Front Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was posting small gains Wednesday, as solid export demand and a lack of significant selling provided support. Canola was up $1 to $3, the January contract up $1.60 at $512.70 per ton. Ideas that some canola will still be left unharvested in Western Canada over the winter added to the firm tone, as the latest snowfall should stick around and supplies are expected to tighten. Recent weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinned canola, although the currency was showing some sign of strength today. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil put some spillover pressure on canola, tempering any advances. Chart resistance also held, keeping canola within a rather narrow range. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mostly lower. Soybeans down 1 to 4 cents, the January contract down 4 at $9.85 per bushel. Soybeans did start the day showing some strength, as solid export demand and an active domestic crush pace provided support. However, that early buying interest dried up, and soybeans turned lower. Chart-based selling was a feature as the nearby January contract ran into resistance just under the psychological $10 per bushel mark. Relatively favorable crop conditions in South America were another bearish influence, with production estimates out of both Brazil and Argentina moving higher. Corn prices, they're down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.40 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing completion, and the large nearby supply situation pressured values. Ideas that China may be backing away from the export market also weighed on prices, although Japan does remain a major buyer of U.S. corn. Wheat prices were up 3 cents to down 4 cents. Most contracts lower aside from the front months in Minneapolis. The December contract in Chicago, it's down 2 cents at $3.97 per bushel. Ample world wheat supplies, poor export demand, and relatively favorable conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop all weighed on prices, but there are some areas of the U.S. plains that could use more moisture, and those weather concerns did provide some underlying support. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.